I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
Well, let's get at it on this Monday morning. And don't be so sure, by the way, or don't be so happy or smug that all of these senators and politicians and entertainers are being forced out of office. Don't be so smug, because it is the old mob rule. Remember when we used to watch the Westerns on TV or at the movie, and James Stewart or John Wayne would put the accuser in jail, and then the mob would come outside and they'd have all their shotguns and they'd have fires blazing and ropes, and they'd holler out to James Stewart, "Give us the horse thief. We're going to hang him right now." And always the lead mob guy would have a shotgun in his hand. And he'd always be kind of scruffy looking. And he'd be hollering at James Stewart or John Wayne, "We're going to kill you if we have to, but we're going to go get that bad guy. And we're hanging him. We don't need a court of law." And John Wayne or Jim Stewart would say, "As long as I'm sheriff here, they're going to get a fair trial." I don't know how many movies I saw like that, a dozen maybe. I think the principle was that everybody deserves a fair trial. And I was raised like that. I was raised under the idea that you are, in fact, innocent until proven guilty in a court of law, not by a group of lemmings, not by a mob. Don't jump to conclusions, Democrats out there. I'm not saying that I'm for anything to do with misappropriate contact or sexual harassment or anything of that nature. I'm simply saying we should be very, very careful that we don't give up the due process of law by our courts and put the mob, which is the press, in the court's place. I think we lose a lot when that happens. Now, I know it's hard. It's difficult to stand up for people that have four or five or six or a dozen women accusing them of inappropriate behavior. I have a hard time with that myself. But in my mind, that's when we get tested. That's when we get tested. That's when our principles get tested. Do we have any principles? Are we going to abdicate our principles and delegate due process to the media, to the public court? If so, we don't need any courts anymore. We'll just let the press write articles about it and reduce ourselves to mob rule. And don't think it's not finished. It's going to continue, and I can tell you, the press and the TV shows, they love it. They love being in charge. They love forming opinion. They love displacing our court system and mocking the whole concept of due process. Every time I hear one of our politicians pledged to follow the law says, "I think he should resign. I think he should step down," or things of that nature, I'm thinking, wait a minute, what happened to due process? Of all the principles that I was raised on, I hate to see these principles get trumped, no, not by Trump, but get displaced by the media. What do we need courts for if we have mob rule? I think we have been too easy to not stand up for what these people have done. I'm not suggesting that that occurs. I'm not suggesting we condone it by any means. I'm simply saying that we need to find out what our principles are. And if one of our constitutional principles is due process, you're innocent until proven guilty, then we need to stand up for that. And if we're not willing to stand up for that, then at what point will we be accused of something and we'll wonder why we had to resign or remove ourselves from a situation because of mob rule? Where are the sheriffs? Where are the sheriffs? I thought our politicians were the sheriffs. I thought they're the ones that stood up and said, we're going to make sure this person gets a fair trial. No one has ever said that. And our politicians are pledged to follow the law. The media don't stand up and say it. They say, do you think he should resign? Yes. I think he should resign. Think he should step down? Yes. I think he should step down. We're not backing him anymore. We're not giving him any more money. I think we've made a big mistake in the last couple of months. And I see it. It's like lemmings. Let's head for the cliff. Why? Because everybody else is heading there. Let's head for the cliff too. And in joining the mob, we give up one of the basic fundamental rights that we should be arguing for. Due process. Let the law determine if this person is guilty in front of his accusers or not. Why have we forgotten that? Am I just a crazy, mixed up, old white guy that I still think those principles are important? No, don't call me a sexist, or don't call me some name that I'm not. I don't think inappropriate behavior by these politicians is okay. But I do think that if we give up due process in every case, then we might as well resort to the old mob rules and redo these old westerns. And when John Wayne or Jim Stewart is faced by that rowdy mob leader with the shotgun, they should just shoot him and hang the guy that's in jail, because that's what mob rules do. They hang the person that's in jail. Maybe the person is totally guilty. Maybe he's totally innocent. But I don't think we should abdicate the rule of law because the mob is bigger than the sheriff. Where are the sheriffs? They're gone. I thought we elected them, but no. They're the first ones to say, I think he should step down, because it's politically correct, because they agree with the mainstream. And every time I hear somebody say that, I believe they're saying due process doesn't matter. You're not innocent till you're proven guilty. The mob is correct. And these politicians are supporting the mob, not due process. The outrage of this whole sexual harassment issue isn't the fact that these guys have done inappropriate things. I believe they have, but that's not the point. It's not a matter of what I believe. It's a matter of following the law. It's a matter of due process. We need more people to step up and argue for due process, which in my mind, our politicians should be doing. We elect them to follow the law. We do not elect them to follow the mob. But that's what they're doing. There are a bunch of lemmings listening to the mainstream media, making accusations and forming their opinions accordingly. When someone says recently, like a very high Democratic politician said, we should hold our politicians to a high standard. I agree. They should be held to at least the standard of the rest of us. But what is that standard? That standard is the law. That standard is due process. And when someone says, I think this person should step down, and not arguing for due process, then in my mind, that's the outrage. That is the outrage. I would just hate to see when mob rule takes over. when we have abdicated our entire court system to the mainstream media, whether it's MSNBC or CNN or Fox News. We need people to step up and take the risk and argue for due process. It's a constitutional right that I want if I'm ever accused of something. And I do believe I have to argue for the same rights for other people. Because as it's been said many times during World War II, if I don't stand up for the other person, then when I am the accuser, who will stand up for me? And that's all for today, this short on Monday morning. Think about it. And if you agree with me, write your congressman or be outraged about the elimination of due process. It just can't happen. Have a great day. WebTalkTheBob at gmail.com. Signing off on December the 11th. Email me your comments. Let me know how you feel. Let me know if you would like to be accused of something and found guilty by the mainstream media as you're hollering due process, hollering due process, hollering due process as you resign from whatever you're doing because of a failure of due process. Think about it. It's a principle that we shouldn't give up so easily. Have a great day. Bob Sherwood, Web Talk with Bob, signing off.